I mean, I think it's a shocking statistic, but I don't think it's surprising to us. You know, we hear stories from people living with epilepsy every day, about the sort of stigma they experience and what happens when they have a seizure, in public. So, yeah, it's really shocking, but not surprising to us.
I think maybe the reason that I did find it shocking is because, epilepsy is a lot more common than we once believed. And, most people know somebody who's affected by epilepsy. So I suppose in my mind, I just thought that people would have a bit more awareness about them, but that seems to not really be the case.
Yeah, I mean, epilepsy is really common, and here in Northern Ireland, we have the highest prevalence of epilepsy across the UK and Republic of Ireland. So 1 in 83 people lives with epilepsy here. So you would think that, there would be a good understanding, but this research showed that 76% of people had never been taught anything about epilepsy or anything to do with how to help somebody when having a seizure. So even family members and friends of people with epilepsy sometimes get things wrong where it comes to helping somebody having a seizure.
And there is two, to my knowledge, two types of epilepsy. So their seizures can look different.
Yeah, there's about 40 different seizure types. So I think most people think when they think of epilepsy, they think of those convulsive seizures. But there are different seizure types, like absent seizures, where somebody might go blank for a second or so, or there are focal seizures where somebody might look on autopilot and they're doing strange repetitive movements. And a lot of time those people get mistaken for being drunk or on drugs. So yeah, there are lots of different types of epilepsy, and I think raising awareness that of those different types of seizures and what to look out for and how to help people is sort of the aim of this sort of campaign that we're calling Can I Count on You?
And there is an acronym which is CARE, and I suppose if people take away anything from this chat is to follow these 4 steps. So can you walk me through them?
Yeah, so epilepsy first aid's really simple. I mean, I know when you come across somebody having a seizure, it can be quite daunting and it's really scary if you've never seen someone having a seizure before. But we use the acronym CARE, and the C is for comfort, so cushion someone's head and make sure they're comfortable. The A is for action, so clear the area of any danger, if there's any chair legs, table legs, anything they can hurt themselves on. And also time the seizure at that point. And then the R is for reassure. So stay with them and reassure them as they come out of the seizure. And then E is just when epilepsy is an emergency. So if someone has a seizure lasting longer than 5 minutes, they have one seizure followed by another without regaining consciousness in between, or they have difficulties with their breathing when they come out of their seizure, then you should call for an ambulance. There's lots of information on our website, epilepsy.org.uk, and lots of learning resources and first aid videos if people do want to go and have a look at those.
I remember doing a first aid training once and we covered epilepsy in it. And one thing that always had stuck out in my mind was that if you have a jacket or something that you can cover the person's lower half with, it can help, I suppose, preserve their dignity because whenever you are having a seizure, you can lose bladder control. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, I mean, some people who have tonic-clonic seizures might lose control of their bladder or bowels when they have a seizure. And obviously, again, that makes life very difficult for them in going out in public. So anything you can do, to preserve someone's dignity, is great. I mean, putting a cushion under someone's head first would be the most important thing, or a cardigan. But then if you do have an extra cardigan or coat, covering them up, can help preserve their dignity. This sort of survey that we did, people with epilepsy, more than half felt that they couldn't rely on the general public to help them if they had a seizure. but they felt that if the general public were aware of what to do, it would make them much more confident in daily life. So again, whatever you can do to help really would be beneficial to people living with epilepsy.
And finally, Carla, then you mentioned there that you have a website. Is that the best place to go to learn more about it?
Yes, epilepsy.org.uk, as I say, has lots of great information, lots of learning resources, free learning resources. We have lots of services across Northern Ireland to support people with epilepsy and their family. So you can find out all that information there.